Robert Frost's neighbor told him, "Good fences make good neighbors," as they walked, each on his side of the wall, replacing winter-damaged stones. "Why do they make good neighbors?" Frost asked. "Isn't it where there are cows? But here there are no cows. Before I build a wall, I'd ask to know what I was walling in or walling out, and to whom I was like to give offense. Something there is that doesn't love a wall, that wants it down. Does the United States border wall make sense? The Great Wall of China, 13,000 miles of it, did not stop Manchus from conquering China. Roman General Hadrian walled out Scotland because he couldn't defeat the Picts and still lost his battle with them. The Japanese breached the Great Wall of China in 1933. The Gates of Alexander did not seal off the Caspian Sea. Ultimately, a wall built to keep someone out fails. The ones that are built to keep someone in are no better. The Berlin Wall, the Iron Curtain, the Great Wall's inability to prevent the people of Beijing from leaving. A wall seals the builder in. An irony Frost appreciates in his poem. I see him there bringing a stone grasped firmly by the top in each hand, like an old Stone Age savage armed. He moves in darkness, as it seems to me, not of woods only in the shade of trees. He will not go further behind his father's saying, and he likes to have thought of it so well, he says again, good fences make good neighbors. Frost intimates that the urge to build the border wall comes from a primordial dark place, that it is an unexamined act. I agree. I'm Carl Winkler, and that is my perspective.